You're listening to the Zen Schools podcast, the biggest educator self-care project in the world. You may notice I haven't been recording lately. That's because I'm actually practicing being a principal, and I have been focusing on trying to be the biggest educator self-care project at my school. You know, the first layer of that has been just being very supportive and removing obstacles for teachers to do their work. But where it's come to now is I'm going to actually start doing some work on equity and disproportion and other things that are kind of, you know, unknown territory for the kind of work I'm going to be trying. So this is not the last podcast, but I just wanted to put a period at the end of the long sentence of podcasts that I've been creating over the past year. It's not the end of the book, but it's the end of this long sentence. So that being said, during this time of coronavirus and COVID-19, I encourage you to take care of yourself. And one way we do that is carving out time for ourselves. And make sure to be, you know, boundary driven about that time you carve out for yourself. Because if you aren't, you will give your time to others because you care so much. And others need your time, but you need your time too. You know, it's easy for me because my son lives with his mom half of the time. So I have time carved out already for me regularly. And my son himself, he practices self-care as a 10-year-old, 11-year-old now. He just turned 11. As an 11-year-old boy, he actually says, "Dad, can I take a little break? Dad, can I, you know, have some space just to relax? Hey, Dad, I kind of want to be by myself for 5 minutes. Hey, I'd love to go into the shower and just kind of focus a little bit." All these different things that people need to do, he's doing it. So I'm, you know, going to encourage you to do the same. Like, hey, can I have some space? Hey, can I relax? Can I go outside for 10 minutes? Like, little resets are so important, but also taking time for yourself. You know, there are more people walking the streets now because of the quarantining and self-distancing and social distancing. There are more people doing more activities that are good for them. In any case, again, this is a period. It's not the end of the book, just the end of the sentence. And you guys take care, so much care. I'm always available to you. I'm the principal at the best school in the world, Rosebank Elementary School. I'm sure you could find a way if you need to contact me still. I'm happy to respond as a member of your world community. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. And if you look at me like, yeah, wonderful what? Well, figure it out. You can have a wonderful day. I'm sure you can. I can't figure it out for you except to say carve out time for yourself and make your day feel structured. In addition to that, there's still a website, zenusschools.xyz, and you can always contact me through there. Take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.